From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Thursday, July 2nd. Coming up, Chico is getting a new city manager from the Bay Area. We'll have more on her priorities.
Also, the police chief in Mount Shasta says violent threats are being made over a rumored data center project.
And a public health advisory has been issued for E. coli above Whiskeytown Lake.
First, the Friends of the Chico Library needs a new place to continue its book sales while the library remains closed following last week's deadly shooting and for upcoming renovations. The book sales benefit the library and are run by about 30 volunteers.
Right now, we're not sure what direction we're going in.
That's book sales coordinator Nancy Leek. She says the organization has been looking into spaces but hasn't had any luck finding one.
Where we're going to go, where we could store this or hold a sale, we don't know that yet. Or whether we'll even have sales for the, you know, while the library's closed.
She says people reaching out to donate and help should wait until they find somewhere to operate. Library officials told NSPR renovations to the Chico Library are anticipated to be completed next year.
And staying in Chico, the city will have a new city manager soon. The city announced yesterday that Jillian Hain is set to take over the top administrative job on August 10th. The city manager is in charge of daily operations. Hain is currently the assistant city manager in Vallejo. She says she wants to keep what's working in Chico, manage the city's money carefully, and make city services easier to use. She'll replace Mark Sorensen. Sorensen announced his plan to retire last year.
And shoppers in downtown Chico are getting a break on parking fees. The city is now offering drivers 2 hours of free parking in all city-managed downtown parking lots through September. On-street parking is not included. The Park and Go test program is meant to encourage more people to visit downtown and help businesses. Drivers will still need to start a parking session at a kiosk or on the city's parking app.
Meanwhile, the police chief in Mount Shasta says city officials and their families are receiving violent threats over a rumored data center project. Chief Robert Gibson says there's no data center planned for the city. He says a company that builds data centers reached out to the city to ask about the old Crystal Geyser site located outside the city limits on county property. He says city officials have expressed no interest in pursuing the proposal. The chief says he'll seek criminal charges tied to threats of violence.
A public health advisory has been issued for part of Upper Clear Creek above Whiskeytown Lake. The National Park Service advises visitors to stay out of the water after elevated levels of E. coli were found during testing. High levels of some E. coli bacteria can cause sickness. Right now, the advisory is only in Upper Clear Creek. Officials say routine weekly testing will continue at the lake and nearby swimming areas.
And finally, in state news, protecting workers from unregulated invasive technology that tracks movements and infers sensitive personal information. That's a goal of a bill advancing in the state legislature. It would regulate the use of artificial intelligence and invasive data collection tools in the workplace. Los Angeles Democratic Assembly member Isaac Bryan is the bill's author. He says employer surveillance takes various forms.
Call center workers, for example, may be required to use tools that employ emotional recognition and generative AI to analyze interactions. These systems send constant nudges to alter worker behavior and provide data to supervisors for corrective measures. Workers face risks of bias, discrimination, and error, usually without knowing they are being monitored in this way.
Opponents argue the bill's broad language prevents the use of routine equipment such as security cameras. The measure has passed the Senate Privacy, Digital Tech, and Consumer Protection Committee. It heads next to Appropriations.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, July 2nd. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Have a great day.